This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A senior U.S. official said Sunday the United States will lay out in coming days its planned next steps in the tense standoff with Russia. This after intense diplomacy failed to ease the threat of a new conflict over Ukraine. Amid mounting fears of a Russian invasion of Ukraine, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told CBS the U.S. was, quote, ready either way, end quote. Washington says Russia had massed nearly 100,000 troops along the border with the Eastern European country and has accused Moscow of wanting to create a pretext for a possible offensive. The Kremlin again insisted Sunday it did not want to lead a military action. Ukraine said Sunday it had evidence that Russia was behind a massive cyber attack that knocked out key government websites this past week, while Microsoft warned that the hack could be far worse than first thought. Some analysts fear the cyber attack could be the prelude to a military attack. The Ukrainian Digital Transformation Ministry urged Ukrainians not to panic, telling them the purpose of the attack is to intimidate society and destabilize the situation in Ukraine, thereby, quote, crushing Ukrainians' trust in the authorities, end quote. The Kremlin rejected the claims and said there was no evidence Russia was behind the attack. Britain's foreign minister, Liz Truss, Sunday condemned the hostage-taking at a synagogue in the southwest U.S. state of Texas as an act of terrorism and anti-Semitism. U.S. authorities have launched an investigation with global reach into a 44-year-old British man named as Malik Faisal Akram, who was killed after holding four people hostage at the synagogue. He was reportedly calling for the release of a convicted terrorist. This is VOA News. A three-week-old baby has died from COVID-19 in Qatar, the health ministry said Sunday, a rare child fatality from the illness in the Gulf country. The Emirates Public Health Ministry said in a statement, quote, the baby had no other known medical or hereditary conditions, end quote, and added it was the second child to have died in the country since the pandemic began. A massive volcanic eruption in Tonga that triggered tsunami waves around the Pacific caused significant damage to the island nation's capital and smothered it in dust, but the full extent was unclear, with communications still hampered Monday. Saturday's eruption was so powerful it was recorded around the world and heard as far away as Alaska, triggering a tsunami that flooded Pacific coastlines from Japan to the United States. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said there had been no reports of injury or death, but a full assessment was not yet possible with communication lines down. Tonga was in need of water supply, she said, as, quote, the ash cloud has caused contamination, end quote. There has been no word on damage in the Outer Islands, but New Zealand sent an Air Force reconnaissance aircraft early Monday, quote, to assist in an initial impact assessment of the area and low-lying islands, end quote, the country's defense force said. Sudanese doctors protested Sunday against violent attacks by security forces targeting medical personnel during pro-democracy rallies following last year's military coup. The demonstration was the latest in the crisis-hit northeast African country, where protesters in the north also blockaded roads to vent their anger against an electricity price hike announced last week that has since been frozen. Sunday's October 25th coup, led by military leader General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, derailed a fragile transition to civilian rule. The world's number one ranked tennis player, Novak Djokovic, has left Australia after losing his final bid to avoid deportation and play in the Australian Open, despite being unvaccinated for COVID-19. A court earlier unanimously dismissed the player's challenge to cancel his visa. The 34-year-old Serb said he was extremely disappointed by the court ruling, but respected it. He left on a flight to Dubai, the same United Arab Emirates city he flew to Australia from. Greek artist Alekos Fasianos died Sunday, his daughter told AFP. Described by some as a modern-day Matisse and by others as the Greek Picasso, his work includes paintings, lithographs, ceramics, and tapestries, and has been shown around the world. Ill health forced the painter to put down his paintbrushes in 2019. Fasianos was 86. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA.